in my server and me. Your computer will print should you call the president. What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam, don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot hear online. Call Adam, the computer guy. Or go online at thecomputerguy.com. There's a click of the mouse.
Yes, Adam the Computer Guy, that's my name. And talking today's top technology topics, that's my game, the radio game, which is probably the most fun game that you can possibly play, especially here in our new studios on the east side of historic Marion, Ohio. Adam Lepp here, the Computer Guy, with the Thursday edition of my twice-weekly radio show here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and of course, broadcasting via the power and magic of the internet at our website at WWGH1071.com. Another good way to listen, especially if you're on a mobile device, would be through TuneIn, a free app for your Android or Apple smartphone or tablet. So just download TuneIn for free and search for WWGH 107.1. Bookmark it, make it a favorite. And then when you want to listen, just click on the, as I call it, little triangle thingy, and voila! Whether you're in Marion, Indiana, or maybe in France. Of course, we have a town in Ohio nearby, which we pronounce Marseilles, but in France, it's called Marseille, I believe. If that's where you are, or if you're in Australia, that's okay. You can go ahead and tune in via TuneIn and listen to our station over the internet at no subscription fee whatsoever. And on this station, we have some pretty good programming. My show ain't too bad. We talk about today's top technology topics. Take your telephone calls at 740-383-9944. I would just love to hear from you. Following myself, it's our local radio legend, Mr. Charlie Evers. This guy's been in radio, I think, 174 years at least. And he's on with the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers show, which follows my show, starting in about 55 minutes or so. And by the magic of technology, I have the ability to provide a live video of my show. So you can go ahead and, if you're a Facebook person, if you're a Facebook friend of mine or a fan of the station, that's okay. Just watch the live video and you can watch me do the show. How about that? But please do call me. I'd love to hear from you. Any questions that you might have about the computer at your home or your office, maybe that smartphone isn't very smart. Maybe you're wondering about privacy. We're going to discuss a very important internet privacy issue very shortly. Feel free to call. Provide me with your opinions, your insight, your questions. If you don't agree with an opinion that I've provided previously, that's okay. I am happy to hear what you have to say. Your own perspectives are always welcome. Bottom line is give me a ring. I don't bite. 740-383-9944. Also, you can leave a message for us on our Facebook page. Again, just look up WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Leave a message or a comment, or if you're a friend of mine, under Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy, that's fine too. Leave me a comment, question, suggestion, complaint. Always welcome. I'd love to hear from you. Any topic related to computers, technology, internet privacy, social media, all that stuff, it's fair game. Because that's how we roll. 24/7, we have locally produced talk radio for your listening pleasure. And I thank you very much for being part of our radio family. Again, give me a call right now. I'm live in the studio, 740-383-9944. Would very much be appreciated. what I would call the biggest computer and internet-related story of late, and one that will be big for a while, and one that I'm not very happy about, is the fact that our president, I call him the President-Donald, has reversed a ruling that was signed by our previous president, Mr. Obama, that would have required internet providers to get your consent before selling your browsing history. So at this point, any website that you go to, your ISP, or again, Roadrunner, Frontier, AT&T, Cincinnati Bell, WOW, whoever you might have, they have the ability to sell that, and that could be quite valuable. Plus, it's a privacy violation. I'm a big boy, and it's none of their business what websites I've gone to, and they have no business selling that information, and I'm not a happy camper. I try to be open-minded about things, but this has to be one of the most ridiculous laws that I have seen pass and very possibly become implemented in my lifetime, and I'm, to say the least, disgusted. Now, providers, again, Frontier and Roadrunner being the two main ones here in Marion, they now find themselves with new freedom when it comes to collecting and selling their customers' data. And so as a consumer myself, someone who uses bandwidth from my providers, and of course, provider we have here at the station, we have Frontier, what does that mean? And again, please feel free to chime in and let me know what you think. Am I being too hard on the current administration? Am I being too soft? Is this not as big of a deal as I say it is? Please let me know what you think. 740-383-9944. I would just love to hear from you. Internet providers, not surprisingly, already collect a lot of information that is necessary to maintain their networks. For example, your location and what you're looking at online. But again, whether they have it and whether they can are allowed to sell it, those aren't the same thing as far as I'm concerned. Now, many providers have said they will not use information that is considered to be sensitive. And that would include things like your medical record, your children's data, and banking details. Again, what where you have your banking accounts without your consent. However, just pulling up your browsing history can reveal those personal details, which would include things like symptoms that you might have researched on Google. I have no other way to say it. What if you think you might have a sexually transmitted disease and you're searching for it on Google or on WebMD? Well, they can find that out very potentially under these new regulations, and that is none of their beeswax, as far as I'm concerned. There are also concerns, again, from IT professionals, people like myself, and I've been an IT professional in business for 21 years. Concerns it would be possible to identify people based on this kind of information. Again, medical symptoms that you're searching for, etc. People that you're searching for, an old girlfriend or boyfriend. So many things here in the mix. According to Dane Jasper, and Dane Jasper is the co-founder of Sonic. Now, Sonic is an independent internet service provider in California. An ISP, an internet service provider, can infer a lot about you based on just your browsing history. And I would thoroughly agree with that. I work on computers for people and for businesses every day. And just by looking at some websites that they've gone to, I can sometimes almost tell their life story. I'm not being nosy, but often I look at browsing history to see if maybe they visited a bad website that might have given them some malware, a virus, or put some plugin on the computer which is causing it to slow down or not work properly. I don't have ulterior motives. I'm not looking to sell the fact that somebody went to some dating site or searched up symptoms of a disease or looked up an old boyfriend or girlfriend. I'm interested in fixing their computer, which they're paying me for. But the ulterior motives that a ISP may have by getting access to your web browsing history, that's a different matter. So, for example, they could find out your age and gender and also who your friends might be. If you're a recovering alcoholic, you probably want privacy. That's why they call it Alcoholics Anonymous if that organization is part of your life. they could probably find out if you're a recovering alcoholic or a substance abuse user or where you went to school. Basically, by looking at browsing history, you can pretty much get a detailed history of somebody. And that's not something that we feel is anybody's business. And that's certainly very important. Information about millions of customers would also provide insights into people's shopping details. So, for example, does somebody shop at Amazon or at Walmart? Or what do they buy on eBay? Certainly some, out of lack of a better term, juicy information that nobody should be privy to. Again, Dale Jasper, he is an expert on this matter. He is from Sonic, an independent internet provider in California. He said the information could be packaged and sold to marketers who could use the information to develop a better understanding of how things are sold on the web. Now, collected information will most likely continue to be sold as data. But can an internet service provider sell a person's history with their name attached to it? Peter Swire, he is a privacy expert from Georgia Tech. He said it's not clear that the law prohibits them from doing it. So can they sell this web surfing data and have that data be associated with your name, not just be a general listing of information? Now, existing law requires telecommunications companies to protect the information of their customers. And that's from Laura Moy. She is Deputy Director of the Center on Privacy and Technology at Georgetown Law. Now, she doesn't think the law would allow companies to sell the web browsing history of an individual person with their name attached to it. Now, she won't rule out the possibility, though, because the language in the existing law is very questionable. She said, I could imagine a situation where they could sell browsing history and take out identifying information. The problem is, if someone really wanted to find you in that data set, they probably could. Now, putting aside the legality of this, public backlash would be fierce. From a public relations standpoint, it is certainly not in the best interest of big internet companies to sell individual browsing history, which again makes it unlikely that they will, but certainly some of these companies, especially if they're money hungry, may not be up to the ethical standards of some others. It's not likely that we'll see carriers selling data to a person with a Kickstarter. And again, that comes from Dale Judson from an independent ISP in California called Sonic. So people in the field are talking about what are their companies going to do with this data, which they may now have access to and have access to sell, according from a new law that was signed by our administration in Washington. So things to keep in mind, and again, love to hear what you have to say. Do you feel this is a serious invasion of privacy and also a waste of time? I think the government has better things to do. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. I'm live here in the studio on the east side of Marion in our new studio at 740-383-9944. Now, the internet service provider's biggest arguments to quashing these rules, so to speak, to defeating them, was that companies, the big internet, the big websites, the big apps, the big places that people use their internet time on, obviously Facebook, Google, and Netflix certainly increasing in popularity, they can already collect and sell information. I mean, certainly what you do on Facebook, there's a lot of, out of lack of a better term, juicy information there, and Facebook does have access to it. Customers might be less concerned about that because it's an understood exchange of information. Google will track browsing and scan your Gmail if you use Gmail for your email to provide ads. And what you're doing is allowing them to do that because Gmail is free. It's supported by the advertising, and they do. And we talked about this on a show a few weeks ago. They can go ahead and, well, they will go ahead and scan your emails to determine more about you and use that to provide certain types of ads. And Facebook also will take a look at your posts and your friends, and that will influence some of their suggested posts and their ads and how they produce your Facebook feed. So they're doing this, but you are opting into these services. Plus, there are some privacy switches and privacy settings that you can make. But the government saying that an ISP, again, Roadrunner, Frontier, AT&T, etc., that they can go ahead legally and sell your browsing history and make money off of it when they're already making money off of you. Government saying that that's totally legal, if not encouraged, that's a different matter altogether. Now, experts say there are many steps that you can take to try and protect your browsing history. And we took a look at CNN, their website, to see what the experts have to say. How do you go ahead and stop this invasion of privacy? There are pretty easy and free ways to stop tracking online from advertisers. And that comes from Jerry Galala. He is the staff technologist at the Electronic Freedom Foundation, Electronic Frontier Foundation. A lot of F's there, but it certainly relates to freedom of your freedom as an American not to allow companies to pry into your browsing history and your private life. He said the technical steps to stop your internet service provider from tracking you are limited and cumbersome. Now, he said using a tool called a VPN, which we've talked about, a virtual private network, will protect your online activity from anybody who might want to look at it, including an internet provider. Now, he's suggesting to research before you pick a VPN. Don't just pick one out of the blue. Sometimes they claim to shield your traffic, but their privacy policies allow the very company that is supposedly providing privacy to your internet surfing history. Sometimes their privacy policy allows them to track and sell your information to advertisers. And that's how many of these VPNs make money. So again, if you sign up for a virtual private network in an effort to shield your surfing history from your internet provider, find out, do they promise not to log your activity? Does it include information about selling your activity to advertisers? Kenneth White, another expert in the field, he's an internet security engineer and director of the Open Crypto Audit Project, said to avoid tools that use terms, say proof, military-grade encryption, and total anonymity in their marketing. If you know how to use more technical tools, he suggests so-called algo. If your skills are more limited, use Cloak. If you have questions about how to protect your privacy as a user of the internet, I'd love to hear from you. Again, give me a call right now. We can talk about it. The number here in the studio, and I'm live in our new studio in the east side of Marion on Center Street, 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. Your opinions, questions, comments, suggestions, insight, and even complaints are always welcome. In addition, you can send me an email. And my email address, it's pretty easy, adam@wwgh1071.com. As you may have heard me discuss during previous shows, we have a private email server. See, not only presidential candidates, but even we have a private email server, and I'm the administrator and a host and technical support person of that email server. But unlike certain candidates, we don't delete emails. We read every single one of them. So any correspondence that you make to me via the telephone, you can send me a letter, carrier pigeon, and of course, even Morse code is fine, but you can also send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. I would very much love to hear from you because your correspondences are very much welcome. It looks like winter may be making a return appearance to mid and central Ohio, even some snow later in the week. We didn't get a lot of snow this winter, so I guess we're making up for lost time. Of course, we have news and weather with our program manager, Scott, every top of the hour as part of the top of the hour features here on The Talking Place, WWGH. One nice thing about our new studio is it's very comfortable in the temperature department. You probably heard me complain multiple times about the lack of HVAC in our previous studio at the mall. Well, that problem has been fixed We have a very comfortable heating and air conditioning system here at the new studio, and I'm very much enjoying it, making this show a lot of fun and more comfortable. And with the better temperatures, it allows me to do a better job on my show. And cool stuff, because if radio's not fun, as I say, why bother? If you'd like to see me do the show, well, that's wonderful. I want to thank Mike. He's a former, a fellow radio person. Mike, thank you so much for watching my video. Hopefully you're enjoying it, or at least laughing a couple times, or not laughing too hard. Just go to my Facebook page, if you're not already a friend of mine. Look up Adam the Computer Guy, or Adam Leppin, Ohio. That is I. Let me know that you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, and I'd love to have you as one of my virtual friends. If you are a fan, a follower of our Facebook page, gosh, that's a lot of Fs, you can watch the live video that way. Yes, through WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Feel free to leave a comment, suggestion, question, complaint, insight on the feed for my live video. Any questions, I'll be happy to answer. Any comments, I'll be happy to address, in addition to the aforementioned email method of communication. Back on Monday, the 3rd of April. Can you believe it's already April 2017? How about that? Verizon. Speaking about internet service providers and bandwidth providers and cell phone providers, they have confirmed reports that it will rebrand AOL and Yahoo businesses under a new entity called Oath. AOL's CEO Tim Armstrong delivered that message via a tweet. See, tweeting seems to be a very popular method for CEOs and other important people to disseminate information. We have our tweeting president, and we have our tweeting CEO of AOL, which AOL now being a part of Verizon. Anyway, this rebranding, again, the rebranding, AOL and Yahoo, the parts that are owned by Verizon, into a new entity called Oath. It's part of a plan to reinvest millions into the legacy digital content companies with the aim of creating a major new platform. So do we think that maybe AOL is fading, that it was something that was big in the 90s and maybe until about 2005, and now with everybody on Facebook, is AOL not quite as popular as it used to be? Well, I would say that, but I think it can get a resurgence, and that's what we call it, as a legacy platform, something that was around, has been around for a while, and maybe has lost popularity, but very well could go back to its former glory. Now, the AOL and Yahoo names, they're certainly synonymous with the internet. I've been using the internet since 95, certainly every day, and I still do 22 years later. And I've always thought of AOL and Yahoo as almost being synonymous with the internet, especially back in the 90s. And they're still certainly popular. I still use my AOL and Yahoo Mail, but for business, I have my private email server, as I say, in my own email account. Anyway, the AOL and Yahoo names will continue, and their operations will continue under the Oath brand. And that was according to a report that was given to CNBC and Fox Business. Now, Verizon is in the process of acquiring Yahoo. We've talked about that earlier. I want to say hi to Barbara in Plain City, Ohio. Hello, Barbara, and thank you so much for watching my live video. Much appreciated. Barbara and Mike, both watching, and certainly appreciate your watching ship. Is that a word? Watching a video? Well, whatever it might be. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. Anyway, once Verizon finishes acquiring Yahoo for $4.5 billion, it plans to make major investments into the newly combined entity, again, which is called Oath, an umbrella company that Verizon is forming with their acquisitions of Yahoo and AOL. Now, this Oath umbrella company will have more than 25 brands, ranging from the Huffington Post to Build Studios and Makers. And that's according to Caroline Campbell, Senior Vice President for Brand and Communication at AOL. She said AOL and Yahoo brands will not only remain, but a core part of Oath will be to deeply invest in those growing brands. She said Oath is the umbrella, and the portfolio of brands will comprise Oath, which is a house of brands structure. Marissa Mayer, she is the CEO of Yahoo. She will not be a part of the combined company. According to the website Recode, which originally reported that the Oath branding designation. Verizon's deal to buy Yahoo's core operating business has been the subject of a lot of scrutiny. Again, Verizon, which already was a conglomerate of several telecom companies, are now buying Yahoo, one of the original players, the original search engine, which is still around. So again, Verizon buying Yahoo, not unexpectedly, is getting a lot of scrutiny, and people like myself wondering, do we need more acquisitions? Shouldn't we have more separate independent companies for a better flow of ideas? Well, that's something we certainly can discuss. Now, Verizon renegotiated its original acquisition price for Yahoo by $350 million earlier this year, and very justifiable concerns about the impact of a cyber breach that exposed a billion Yahoo users to hacking. That's also come into play. So again, the safety of data. And does Verizon want to take this on? Now, this renegotiated deal valued the Yahoo acquisition by Verizon at $4.48 billion. And that provides them access to Yahoo's more than 1 billion users, of which 600 million, almost twice the population of the United States, use a mobile device. Now, Yahoo agreed to be responsible for 50% of the liabilities related to non-Securities and Exchange Commission government investigations and third-party litigation related to the breach, and to assume 100% liability from shareholder suits and investigations by the Security and Exchange Commission. So with Verizon acquiring a large amount of assets that are currently Yahoo's, and Yahoo's recurring problem with their accounts being compromised with hacking, how does that affect this acquisition? And again, the two companies have negotiated and kind of made some determinations and made some guidelines. And of course, now with this legislation, which very much can allow an internet provider to sell your web surfing history, how does that come into play? I'd love to hear your opinion. Again, the business end of the internet and privacy issues are an important thing that we deal with as technology professionals and as users of technology. Number here in the studio, I'm live at our new studio on East Center Street in Marion, Ohio, 740-383-9944. As always, I'd love to hear from you. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. And we get together every Tuesday and Thursday between about 13 minutes after 9 and 10 in the a.m. We get geeky. We talk today's top technology topics. And David from Parma, Ohio, thank you for watching. David called the show a few weeks ago, and we talked about his smart home devices that he has in his house to make his life easy and more technological. So, David, if you'd like to call back, that'd be wonderful. Text me your phone number on our Facebook feed, message it to me, or just give me a call right now, 740-383-9944. Maybe we can talk about some other things that you've added to your dwelling to make your life simpler from a technological standpoint. We'd like to let you know that WWGH Radio is the only radio station in Marion airing a complete obituary report every day at approximately 8:10, 10:10, 4:10, and 12:10. And as you might know, the person who produces, voices, and coordinates the obituaries is yours truly. So we provide local news and coverage every hour, as well as some of the most awesome locally produced shows of any radio station, not just in Marion, but in the whole world as far as I'm concerned. Looking at the community calendar, the Chapter 1117 of the Vietnam Veterans of America has a breakfast during the last Saturday of the month between 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. at the VFW at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. Open to the public, again, last Saturday of the month, between 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. My video watcher and fellow radio person, Mike S., he has asked me, what is the best security to protect yourself on your smartphone, and can it be hacked? Well, Mike, with the proliferation of smartphones, which sometimes aren't quite as smart as we'd like to think that they are, certainly security for smartphones has come into play. And if you have an Android, and I believe Mike does, but I'm not quite sure if that's correct. I believe so, but again, people sometimes change their allegiances. I personally suggest the ESET antivirus, which I use at my computers at my home office. One thing about ESET is it has what's called a small footprint. Although it does a really good job, it doesn't slow down the computer or provide annoying messages as much as some of the other products, for example, McAfee or Norton. And the price is actually pretty good. It's like $59, $69 for a two-year subscription. And with a price like that, considering what a good job that it does, it is well worth getting that product. And ESET does have products available for smartphones, just to be sure that they stay smart. Mike has confirmed that he has an Android phone, and thank you so much, Mike, for doing that for me. If you go to ESET.com, you can go ahead and look at the security products available from ESET. And again, there is one available for your smartphone, as well as, of course, one available for your home or office computer. And one nice thing about ESET is they give you quantity discounts, so you can go ahead and buy multiple licenses for your home and office computers and your smartphone and your tablet and get some very good pricing. If you go to their drop-down menu under Home on the upper left of their website, select Android, you can't beat the price. It's actually less than I thought it was. ESET Mobile Security for Android is all of $9.95 for 1 year. So pretty good deal. So Mike S., and Mike lives in multiple places. He lives kind of a combination of Marysville, Delaware, and the Akron suburb of Wadsworth. Now, there's a man who has about three or four different jobs, including his radio job, which he does very, very well, and one who lives in multiple parts of Ohio. So, obviously, Mike, he lives on his smartphone. And, Mike, I would suggest, again, the ESET for Android, which will cost you all of $9.95 for 1 year. That's my recommendation. And, you know, let me know how it works out for you. If you don't already have ESET on your office or home computer, you can generally get multiple licenses for multiple devices and get some very good pricing. So that's my suggestion, and for an Android user like myself, that would be the best product. Again, it has what's called a small footprint. It doesn't use a lot of processing power, and so you hardly even know that it's working. But if there is a possible invasion of your smartphone or computer, it'll let you know itself automatically every day. So it's a good product, like any antivirus, perfect. It can be a little invasive at times, but I have not found anything better. And my experience has been that most of your computer geek people like myself, that's the product that they use. So again, thank you, Mike, for your question. Hopefully you and all my other listeners, you've learned something during this show, as well as received some entertainment value, because what's an ad on the Computer Guy show without a wisecrack or two? If you, as my valued listener, have a question or comment, be like Mike. Yes, leave it on our Facebook feed or my live video feed. Or send me an email on my private email server, adam@wwgh1071.com, or give me a call right here in the studio. Here's the telephone, 740-383-9944. Little wet outside, but as I mentioned, this new studio, it is absolutely awesome with a capital A. The temperature is comfortable and life is good. Taking a look at another community calendar item. I believe in music. Yes, I certainly do. But as you may know, I have more of a talking voice than a singing voice. However, the 2017 Marionaires Barbershop musicians, the Barbershop Harmony musicians, they have much more of a singing talent than I do. And they will be in concert on Saturday, April 29th at the Marion Palace Theater at 7 p.m. How about that? Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for youth in advance, $15 for adults, $10 for youth at the door. Palace Box Office, Southland Barbers, City Barber Shop, or any Marionaires member. Check it out, the Marionaires Barbershop Concert, 7 p.m., Saturday, April 29th. Always admire people with more singing ability than myself, and that would pretty much constitute most of the population. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and of course, broadcasting via our website at WWGH1071.com. Zunum Aero. So what is Zunum Aero? They are a startup company backed by Boeing and JetBlue. They have announced, and this was announced yesterday, that they were developing regional hybrid electric aircraft with backing from Boeing's Horizon X Innovation Cell and JetBlue Technology Ventures. So we have hybrid cars, cars that run on electricity and gas. Now we may get airplanes that run on electricity and gas. Pretty cool. Or jet fuel, technically, which is kind of like gas. And electricity. Pretty cool stuff. Now, don't be going to your travel agent quite yet. They're scheduled for launch in the early 2020s. Now, these planes will have 10 to 50 seats. Now, Zunum, again, a startup that's been launched by JetBlue and Boeing, looking to make some hybrid airplanes, electricity and gas. This company, Zunum, is 3 years into development. Now, this would, of course, be regional flights. Wouldn't be across a transatlantic flight with 10 to 50 seats, but it could go from maybe the Cincinnati airport to Toledo, for example. They are looking to democratize access to fast, affordable travel over distances of 700 miles at launch to more than 1,000 miles by 2030. So that would be like from Columbus or Cincinnati to New York City or Boston. So some pretty cool stuff, a hybrid airplane. Now, among the many advantages that a hybrid airplane will offer, according to Zunum, that it would decrease door-to-door travel times on busy corridors by 40% and cut travel time on less trafficked corridors by 80%. It would reduce operating costs, enabling ticket prices to be 40 to 80% below current fares. And, not unexpectedly, you know, jets, they pollute a lot. Having a hybrid airplane would cut emissions by 80%, possibly down to zero over time as battery densities improve. And airplanes also are noisy. A hybrid airplane would cut noise as much as 75%. Enabling all hours access to a smaller airport. So we talk about hybrid cars, and now we possibly have hybrid airplanes. Now, if that wasn't cool, I don't know what is. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, in our cool studio. We love it here. East Center Street in Marion, Ohio, doing a live video on Facebook. They call me Adam the Computer Guy. You can call me by my real name, Adam Lepp. That's okay. With my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Again, coming up after the 10 a.m. features, it is our local radio legend. Now, this man has been in radio so long, I can't even remember, because I think he started before I was born. And I tell you, that's a long, long, long time ago. Charlie Evers with the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. Don't want to miss it. Every Wednesday and Thursday, between approximately 15 minutes after 10 and noon, on The Talking Place, WWGH. We've talked about the security flaws with the Samsung TVs. A security researcher reported, and this was back last Monday the 3rd of April, that there are actually more than 36 previously unknown flaws that pose a potential threat to consumers using some Samsung TVs, as well as their watches and phones. Now, check this out. Hackers could exploit the vulnerabilities found in Samsung's Tizen operating system to gain remote access and control of a variety of the company's products. And that came from head of research at Equius Software, Amihal Niederman. Now, Amihal Niederman presented his findings at a security conference sponsored by Kaspersky Labs. In Kaspersky, they make antivirus software and security software. Now, this Tizen operating system, we've talked about it before. It runs on Samsung's smart TVs. Currently, 30 million use them. That's almost 10% of the population of the United States of America, as well as on Samsung's Gear smartwatches and on phones in a limited number of countries, including Russia, India, and Bangladesh. Now, Samsung plans to have 10 million Tizen phones in the market this year and has announced that this operating system will be installed on its new line of smart washing machines and refrigerators. Now, while all the vulnerabilities in the software allow a hacker to take control of devices running Tizen, a flaw that was found particularly disturbing compromised the software that was used to install software through the App Store for the operating system. So again, you're getting these apps from Tizen's App Store, and they may not be what you thought they were. They might spy on you or do something else that's bad. Although the Tizen Store software authenticates apps before they're installed on a device, a vulnerability might allow this app to gain control of your device before the app could be authenticated. Now, Samsung was contacted months ago about these findings, but the person who contacted them, again, Amihal Niederman, head of research at Equius Software, the person who's kind of the whistleblower here, he only got an automated email message from Samsung when he told him about these potentially serious findings. However, Samsung apparently has approached him recently about this matter, and he has shared some information with them. Samsung said that Samsung Electronics takes security and privacy very seriously. We regularly check our systems, and if any time there is a credible potential vulnerability, we act promptly to investigate and resolve the issue. They said we continually provide software updates to consumers to safeguard their products. We are fully committed to cooperating to mitigate any potential vulnerabilities. Now, Tizen is an open source operating system. It's based on Linux, Linux being the operating system, which is the foundation of Android. It's used on most web servers, including the web server that our website and our email runs on. Now, with Tizen, again, based on Android, Samsung is looking to offer an alternative operating system to Android and Apple's iOS. But if it's a security risk, well, that certainly adds a new wrinkle to it. Patrick Takei, he is from Keeper Security, said, "It's trying to reinvent the wheel and doing a bad job of it. It sounds to me, too, that they cheaped out on their software development team. You can't do that when you're taking on Google and Android." So again, security issues, some very serious potential security risks with this Tizen operating system that runs on Samsung smart TVs and phones and smartwatches isn't quite so smart. It's vulnerable to hacking and other security problems. And some whistleblowers, some very smart people smarter than myself certainly, are doing what they can to uncover these problems and work with Samsung. They're being very nice to offer their brains and work with Samsung to alleviate these very serious problems. And my hat's off to them. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. We get together every Tuesday and Thursday and get geeky and talk today's top technology topics. And today, as I usually do, especially on Thursday, as I offer a live video of my show. And thank you again to Mike and Barbara and David for watching. Always appreciated. Thank you, Mike, for your question. Hopefully it was beneficial, the information that I provided. Coming up later today, between about 15 minutes after noon and 2. It is now with Scott Spears. Again, Scott, also our program manager, one of my partners here at the station. Now, this man has a penchant for celebrity interviews. And you might ask, whom is Scott Spears speaking with today? Well, Heloise. Yes, from the Hints from Heloise column. She will be on now with Scott Spears, which is not on now. I'm on now, but Scott will be on between approximately 12:15 p.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time today. And he will be speaking with Heloise. Actually, the new Heloise is the daughter of the original Heloise, but she will be on with Scott talking about ways to make your life easier. Again, if you have a hint, you, Heloise, to share, or maybe you have a question about making your life easier, more efficient, more economical, go ahead and leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email Scott, scott@wwgh1071.com. He will be more than happy to ask Heloise when he speaks with her later today. Good stuff here on the Talking Place, WWGH. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy. My show is winding down. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching me on live video. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Stay warm. Stay dry. News and features up next, and then it's Charlie. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.